So, Amanda, any comments about your experience with trabectedin in terms of tolerability, side effects, issues?
I mean, very similar to what Angela's described. I think it's, in my limited practice, more tolerable than the pazopanib for many patients because of the terrible GI side effects. But
Brian?
So, as the king of trabectedin in the room, I like this drug a lot. I give this a 24-hour outpatient infusion on a pump. My argument with the pharmacist is if you can do a home 5-FU infusion for 5 days, you can do trabectedin for 24 hours.
Blinatumomab for ALL, 24 days.
No, but I mean, this is the fight that's happening in the hospitals, which I think is silly. The one thing I caution everybody is you should probably give trabectedin with somebody who gives trabectedin. The second they start complaining of mild muscle cramping in their legs, they're probably in florid rhabdomyolysis. And if you don't recognize it early, they end up in an ICU. And this is, that 10% of patients that do badly, you have to remember to watch for heart failure on trabectedin, whether or not it's caused by it or the doxorubicin, we're not really sure. But if you're not using it all the time, this is something you probably want to partner with, but I use it all the time.
Brian, could you comment on your clinical experience with rhabdomyolysis? How do the patients present, and what do you do?
They start with achiness, and then they end up in an ICU. I've never seen higher CK levels than you do with trabectedin when it goes south.
How high?
50,000.
Wow.
I mean, it's amazing the muscle breakdown. And this is the danger of trabectedin. I mean, pazopanib comes with the black box warning for hepatotoxicity. Trabectedin, you have to be very careful to listen to your patients and not blow off early rhabdo.